Turkey is taking a bold step toward regulating its crypto market with a new proposed income tax on digital assets. It's a big move for a country where crypto has become a lifeline for many people.
Absolutely. The Justice and Development Party, AK Party, is leading this effort, and it's a clear signal that Turkey is ready to bring crypto into the formal economy. But this isn't just about money, it's about stability.
Exactly. The draft law, now in Parliament, is laying the groundwork for a structured tax framework. Think of it as the government saying, "We're here to play, but we want rules."
That's a great way to put it. The law has three main parts: a base tax rate, presidential flexibility, and a foundation for broader crypto regulation. Let's break it down.
First up, the base rate is 10% on crypto profits. That's a starting point, and it's meant to avoid overtaxing the market while still generating revenue. It's a balance between growth and funding public services.
Right. But here's the twist. The president can adjust the rate between 0% and 20%, depending on economic conditions. That's a game changer. Imagine if inflation spikes. They could slash the rate to 0% to keep investors active.
And when the market's stable, they could max it out at 20% to boost government coffers. It's like a safety net for both the economy and the government.
The third part is about laying the groundwork for broader regulation. Turkey has been under pressure from international bodies like FATF to crack down on money laundering through crypto. This law is a step toward meeting those standards.
It's also a response to the chaos of an unregulated market. People were trading without clear rules, which is risky. Now the government is saying, "We're here to set the rules."
For investors, this means less uncertainty. They'll finally have a clear tax framework, which legitimizes crypto as part of the formal economy. It's a win for transparency.
And it's a win for economic stability. By taxing profits, the government can curb speculative trading and encourage long-term investment. That's a big shift from the wild swings we've seen before.
The flexibility in the tax rate is key. It allows the government to adapt to economic shifts without stifling innovation. If they're too strict, investors might flee to other countries. But with this model, Turkey can stay competitive.
Plus, it's a sign that Turkey is modernizing its economy. Crypto isn't just a fad anymore, it's part of the future. The government is positioning itself as a leader in this space.
The law is still in the legislative process, but the momentum is clear. If passed, it'll require new systems to track and enforce compliance. That's a big ask, but the stakes are high.
And the world is watching. Turkey's approach could set a precedent for other countries, balancing innovation with oversight. It's a model for the future of digital finance.
The real test will be implementation. Will the government enforce it without crushing the market? If they get it right, Turkey could become a crypto hub, like a Silicon Valley for digital assets.
It's a bold move, but it's also a necessary one. By bringing crypto into the fold, Turkey is not just protecting its economy, it's shaping the future of global finance.
And that's the real takeaway. This isn't just about taxes. It's about building a sustainable, regulated ecosystem for crypto. The world's watching, and the outcome could redefine how we think about digital assets.